This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are all amped up for the NFL draft next Thursday. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the draft and hanging out. We will have you covered all throughout the course of the afternoon and into the evening, guys, as we'll have our special draft show with Wes, Dave, and Mike Conti, and obviously the late-night show and call-in stuff going on. It's going to be a big day. Brian McFadden is here to join us to talk about what's going on around the NFL. B-Mac, appreciate you, man, as always. Two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what everybody's talking about right now, and that's Aaron Rodgers. First time we've heard from him, first time he said anything. Do you believe his story about what went down with him and Aaron Glenn when Glenn was like, you want to play? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm interested. Well, we're going in a different direction. You don't know me. You don't know me. They're going back and forth. You buy any of this?
I mean, I don't think I would hope, guys. Let's say I'll say this. I would hope the conversation did not go that way, because that would be very, very unprofessional of Aaron Glenn and the Jets organization to ask a man, do you want to play? And he answers and says, well, you know, we're going a different direction. You know, regardless if you want to play, if you don't want to play, we want to let you know we're cutting ties. You know, so we won't know the truth, but I would hope they did not handle that ordeal that way.
Yeah, it just seemed, first off, I don't know why you would put it out there, because it's, I know, like, I'm not a fan of Aaron Rodgers. I think it's just, it's ridiculous. And a guy like, you know, because already the New York talk radio, New York papers running with, uh-oh, Jets have dysfunction. Because now you're casting dispersions about this guy who hasn't even coached the game yet. It's unprofessional.
Exactly. And, you know, from afar, everything we've heard about Aaron Glenn throughout his playing days and since he's been a coach in the National Football League has been upright.
Right.
We haven't heard anything negative associated with Aaron Glenn, you know, throughout his time in New Orleans and coaching most recently with the Detroit Lions. So this doesn't sound like the Aaron Glenn that we've all watched from afar. And I would hope not, because like I said, that would be super unprofessional.
It is Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell as we talk all things NFL. Around the league, the conversation continues to be about these potential quarterbacks. And look, as closer we get to the draft, I'm not saying that, you know, misinformation is put out there. A lot of people badmouth, obviously, Shedeur Sanders. People think he's good. Then, you know, some people say he's not. I want to get your thoughts on a couple other guys. Do you buy Jackson Dart? And Mike and I spent some time earlier this week talking about Tyler Shough, the kid out of Louisville. B-Mac, this dude's 27 years old. Mm. And everybody's talking about you exactly. Everybody's talking about how mature he is and, oh, he's ready to play in the league. Well, I would hope so. He's been in college for like 8 years. I mean, come on. Are you buying this?
First of all, I do believe Jackson and Tyler are really, really good quarterbacks. But they're not in the same neighborhood as Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, a few weeks on with you guys, I believe there's only two legit quarterbacks worthy of going in the first round. Any other quarterback, best case scenario, second round. For some reason, Tyler and Jackson, with no football games being played, they have earned a lot of draft stock, draft leverage. And we see this year in and year out. It's almost like the players that the media really likes, they push them.
Right.
And then everyone else catches wind to those things, and they just follow suit instead of doing your own studying, instead of doing your own due diligence and just watching tape. Because if you watch tape, you would see there's some issues within both players' games that should not warrant them being in the same conversation as a Shedeur Sanders, in my opinion, me personally. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying I don't think those guys will be really, really good quarterbacks, but I'm afraid that we will see them potentially be overdrafted. And whenever you're overdrafted, expectations are higher than they should be for you. And usually you don't reach those expectations. Heck, you guys had a quarterback here in Atlanta who was overdrafted, Desmond Ridder.
Right.
I understand he went in the third round. I didn't think he was a third-round type quarterback. I felt like he should have been drafted in the fifth round. But because he was a third-round quarterback, he came in with higher expectations,
right,
that in those expectations he couldn't deliver. I mean, look at Daniel Jones. He was drafted in the top seven. He wasn't even the best quarterback in the ACC he came out.
Right.
But he got drafted so high. You guys know I ain't lying. And now, right, he's a top 10, top 7 quarterback. That man can never deliver on those said expectations. So organizations need to stop overdrafting quarterback because they feel like the need is more important than the actual player.
It's a good point. Brian McFadden's with us, guys. We've talked about it all the time. When you go back and see how they fall in love with all of the size and the arm strength, Mitchell Trubisky comes to mind. Trubisky, I mean, this guy's reason he should have come. I mean, we've talked about that a million times. Brian McFadden's with us, guys. Let's talk about what you know, Maine, and that's the cornerback business. I did another mock draft. Did two today, Carl. One where I traded down and one where I stand pat. And immediately, it was dissected by one Brian McFadden who said, that won't work because I got Maxwell Hairston. and he's like, you ain't going to be there in the second round. Well, a man can dream, can't he? So give me some guys that'll be there in the second round for us.
Hey, that's a good dream. I don't think you want to wake up from that one, Mike, with Maxwell being in the second round. All right, so second round corners for Atlanta, Darian Porter,
okay,
Iowa State. AZ Thomas could be in the second round. I don't think so, but he could be in the second round. Benjamin Morris, talented Notre Dame corner, 3-year career outstanding, especially his freshman and sophomore career seasons. Now, he dealt with a hip injury last year, so you didn't really get a chance to see a lot of him. Where is he when it comes to the medical? But I think he could be in the second round. Jalen Smith is another guy I love from USC, ward number 2, very, very feisty, fluid corner, plays tough. I love his skill set. And then Zy Frazier. Now, Zy Frazier is from UTSA, right? He's a bit raw, but his skill set, he's 6'3", around 185, and he ran low 4.3. He reminds me of a Tariq Woolen, who plays for Seattle, and you remember he was a guy who was a bit raw as well, needs some refinement, but he played some pretty good football. His rookie year was his best year, kind of tailed off a little bit, but there's a lot of upside with Zy Frazier.
You know, we haven't talked a lot about these safeties, and B-Mac, you know this, playing corner in the league. I mean, safeties have become even more important, I believe, in today's NFL, simply with the way that they're used. Is Malachi Starks the top guy on your board, or do you have Xavier Watts or Kevin Winston Jr., the kid out of Penn State? I mean, there's a bunch of safeties we haven't really talked about. I don't think the Falcons necessarily are going to draft a safety. I think they would draft a corner, to Mike's point, before a safety, but what does that class look like? What does this class look like to you?
Yo, Malachi Starks is a football player, right? Very, very instinctive, great ball skills. I think he has probably the best ball skills amongst all the safeties in this draft, but he's not my number one. He's my number two. My number one is Nick Emanwori from South Carolina. The best way for me to describe Nick Emanwori is if Cam Chancellor and Kyle Hamilton had a football brother.
Stop it.
He would be their brother.
He's that bad?
He's sick. He's 6'3", 220, jumped to 40-plus, ran high 4.3, did everything you would want a player to do at the combine. But get this, guys. He got hibachi tape. It's really, really hot tape, hibachi tape. South Carolina, I mean, his first 3 years at South Carolina, he kicked down the door. He didn't knock on the door. He kicked it down. His freshman year made plays. Changed his number, made plays last year. This guy is a very, very instinctive ball-aware safety. But get this, he's an avatar. He's 6'3", 220.
Wow.
And we see how defenses can utilize these outliers at the safety position. Just look at how Baltimore uses Kyle Hamilton.
Right.
You can put him in coverage in the slot. He can cover the tight end. He can play the post, or he can be in the box as an extra, you know, defender in terms of the run game. Look at Derwin James and how the Chargers utilize him. Heck, you remember what Derwin James did to the Falcons last year?
Yeah, yeah.
How could we forget?
Yeah, man. And by
I'm
the way,
sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. I'm sorry.
Man, you just bring it up all. Sure, why are you bringing up old stuff?
Yeah, why don't you go get a quarterback in Pittsburgh?
I want the listeners to really understand what type of player Nick Emanuori could be.
All right,
okay. If he utilized the right way.
All right, man. Sounds like Lewis Oliver. Remember that? Remember Lewis Oliver?
Ooh, with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, no man.
Lewis went to Florida.
Right. I know he was a Gator, but he was from Belgrade where they chased rabbits in like the sugarcane fields. Dude was a stud.
In the muck.
Right. But he was like 6'2". He was just a rock star. He's like an X-Man. Anyway, it is our man Brian McFadden. By the way, do you feel the Steelers now? I mean, they just go draft a quarterback because it seems like this Aaron Rodgers thing is going to twist in the wind forever.
You know, I think the deadline for this whole Aaron Rodgers Pittsburgh situation is next Friday, or leading up to the draft. You got to know what he's doing. Because if the Pittsburgh Steelers, regardless, you need to know exactly who your quarterback can be because you need depth. You need depth at that position. You got money. You got to allocate to different people. So next week got to be the deadline for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you still got you need to address the quarterback position moving forward. It seems like, guys, since Big Ben retired, and I know they tried to make a franchise move with Kenny Pickett. It didn't work out. Since then, they've been putting a Band-Aid on an injury that needs surgery. You know, these guys that you're bringing in are not the long-term answers at the quarterback position, so eventually you might need to try to find that guy.
DK Metcalf, Pickett, and they ain't got nobody throwing the ball.
Right? And, yeah, you're right.
They ain't got nobody throwing the ball. B, this is what I'm going to tell you, and you might be holding out on us. This is what I believe.
I think they're going to draft Shador. I think they're going to draft Shador. I really do.
So. Now, look, the one caveat is, we don't know, and the Saints are a complete rebuild mode. I mean, we haven't even mentioned today that they're losing one of their top offensive linemen at the age of 30 as they continue to try to rebuild their defensive line. Mm-hmm. So they may be like, look, we gotta start building our offensive line and defensive lines back up. We just assume that the Saints, because of the Carr situation, they're going to go quarterback at 9. I only say that to say they could. But I am really believing that the Steelers are going to try to get this kid.
And to your point, if you guys remember during Shador Sanders' pro day, the Saints didn't send the head coach. Mm. They didn't send the offensive coordinator. They didn't send the GM out there. They sent the quarterback coach. That's it. Mm. When Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, when they had their pro days, they sent the masses out to those pro days. Now, is that a say-all, be-all? Not necessarily, but that is something you might want to monitor, because if you're really thinking about taking a player high, especially at the quarterback position, you want to send everyone who has some say-so in that decision being made. So maybe the Saints might not be as high on Shador as many think they should be. And if you're Pittsburgh, do you roll a dice and stay put?
Because right.
Do you call the Saints and say, you know what, we want to move up to 9? Or do you roll a dice and, hey, we don't think they're going to take Shador? So that's a tough situation for the Pittsburgh Steelers to be in, because if you roll a dice and stay put and they actually take Shador,
right.
Now you're screwed. If you roll a dice and you move up, at least you know you get the guy you really believe in.
B, where are you going to be, by the way, for the draft next Thursday? Where are you at?
I'm actually going to be in the studio.
Okay.
Good thing for me, I'm not going to Green Bay. No knock on Green Bay. I'd rather be any other place than Green Bay.
I get you.
The hardest part about that is getting in and getting out, right? I mean, let's be honest. That's the hardest part. You got to drive somewhere. All right, man, we got to run. B-Mac, thank you so much. Great job. We will talk to you next week after the first round, so we'll have a lot to get to. Brother, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right.
So you're saying, like, the nightlife in Appleton is not the big scene? Yeah, you couldn't pay me. You could. Nice to visit.
Getting in,
getting
out.
Nice to visit, you know.
That's the issue, man. All right, and they're going to do a good job with the draft. Trust me, it's going to look great. It will make you want to visit, to Mike's point about Detroit. Right. You'll be like, man, that ain't Detroit. Coming up, though, we got to get to the Daily Download. Hawks and Heat tonight. Braves back at home for a 6-game homestand. We'll dive into all of that and more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.